It was wonderful hearing all those manifestations this morning. We got a great big wonderful God, all that he does for us and provides for us. So this morning, if you'll take your Bibles and turn to John 10:10. For many of us, this is where it all began. And I'd like to title this teaching, Our More Than Abundant Life. Julie wanted to know what I was teaching this morning. I told her you'll have to wait. So there's your answer, Julie. I had never taken the time to look up the, we'll read the verse. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So I had never looked up that abundantly. I'd never looked up more abundantly. I'd never looked to see about it. And so I was like, I'm going to look at this one day. And so I did, and I'm so thankful for the Parallel Plus. It makes it so much easier than whipping out a concordance. And but it in there, it says this is the Greek word however you pronounce it, perissos, P-E-R-I-S-S-O-S, P-E-R-I-S-S-O-S. It says it's used 29 times and that it's an adjective. Out of curiosity, have any of you ever done a word study on this one, on this more abundantly? Just kind of curious. Okay. Well, we're not going to look at every usage, but I got very inspired when I did look at the ones I'm going to share with you today, and not only just how they're translated, but the context of where they're used as well. And so the different definitions that it came with is over and above, more than enough, superabundant, above the ordinary measure, very much, exceedingly, what is over and above, beyond measure, so much the more. Anybody want that? And I can't help but think about Dr. Werwell's teaching he did years ago about the importance of really believing this verse. So let's look at Matthew chapter 5. That's where we're going to look at this first one that I had that I'm going to share. Matthew 5. When I think about our God and that our God has promised us a life that's more than abundant, boy, it opens up so many doors, so many things in God's Word of what He has done for us, what He has given us, what's available for us. And we're not just talking about money. That's like nothing compared to the rest. And but anyways, let's dig in here. Matthew 5, the first verse we're going to start reading is 43. And so the word that we're going to be getting to is in verse 47, which is the word more. But we're going to start with verse 43. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? And it's that word more in verse 47 is this same word as we saw in John 10:10. It's almost reproving when you read this. Don't know what else to say. like I said, the context is pretty cool on these. Look at Matthew chapter 11. This one again is the word more, and it's in verse 9, but we're going to verse 7. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? And what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. Again, the context is pretty cool. Here's John that was, you know, he's quite a man. And what went ye out more? He's more than a prophet. Look up Mark chapter 6. Mark 6. This one's the word measure, and it's in verse 51, but we're going to start with verse 45. Mark 6:45. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up in to them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, there it is, and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. There it is again. This definition of over and above, more than enough, super abundant. They were a little shocked at what had just taken place. Beyond measure. Mark 7. We're going to look at verse 31. This one is in verse 36, and it's a great deal. 7:31. And again, departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plainly. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal, there it is, a great deal, they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, he hath done all things well, he maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Yeah. Here it is again. This miracle that had just taken place, and it's pretty astounding what happened. You know, how are you going to shut people up when something like that just happened, even though he said, don't tell anybody? You know, a great deal. That's that word. Okay, we're going to go to Mark 12. Mark 12. Okay, we're going to start in verse 29. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, master, thou hast said the truth, for there is no God. There is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more, there it is, more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Wow. More than all burnt offerings and sacrifices is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Blah, blah, blah. Wow. I love how these usages are, but let's go to Mark 14. This is just some of these. 29, Mark 14:29. But Peter said unto him, Although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus saith unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But he spake the more vehemently. There it is, vehemently. If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also, said they all. Yeah, we're familiar with what took place with that record. But he said it the more vehemently. Look at Luke chapter 12. Luke 12. One. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye hath spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear and closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more, there it is, that they can do. Yeah, no kidding. All right? What is that? Thou shalt steal, kill, and destroy. Let's look at Luke 20. Luke 20. Okay, we're going to go to Luke 20, verse 46. Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes, and love greetings in the markets, and the highest seats in the synagogues, and the chief rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses, and for a show make long prayers, that same shall receive greater, there it is, greater damnation. Good for them. Let's go to the epistles, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 18. But now hath God set the members. Oh, I love this one. Well, I'm loving them all, but this one's pretty cool context. Verse 18. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? And now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. There it is. Oh, it's here three times. We're going through verse 24, and it's both all three times it's more abundant. I'll start back in 23. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. Looks like we're kind of important individually, wouldn't you say? I love that record, where that one came from. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The context of these, where these lie, it's like, wow. Chapter 15, verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly, there it is, than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. And yes, the Apostle Paul did labor very abundantly. Okay. 2 Corinthians 12. 2 Corinthians 12. I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 2. 2 Corinthians 2. 2 Corinthians 2. Verse 1. But I determined this with myself that I would... Oh, gosh, this one's really good, too. Verse 1. But I determined... Again, the context, and sometimes they're reproving. But verse 1. But I determined this with myself that I would not come again to you in heaviness. For if I make you sorry, who is he then that maketh me glad but the same which is made sorry by me? And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye should know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. But if any have caused grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment which was inflicted of many, so that contrariwise ye ought rather to forgive him and to comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up, and here it is, with overmuch sorrow. Pretty. You don't want your brother to be so overcome with sorrow, you know, because... Okay. You might know this one. Ephesians 3. You know what verse we're going to? 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And it's the word above. And the last one of these that I'm going to share of this word is Hebrews 7. Hebrews 7. Hebrews 7. This one's a nice reference as well. It's verse 15, and it's the word for more. It says far more. I'm sorry, not for more, far more. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest. Speaks pretty loudly of Jesus Christ. And far more. Okay, so... After looking at a few of the references of that word and where they lie in God's word, so where do you start next? It's like there's just so, it's like limitless of the things that you can look into, the things that you can look up and start to list, the things that you can begin to of the abundance that God has given us, you know, where do you start? There's just, the book is deep. There's much in it. There's our God that's, Reverend Art Poland did some wonderful sharings about, you know, we heard at summer school, as well as he shared some of that same at the hog roast, and about who our God is. And then, oh my golly goodness, where she got them all, I don't know. I'd love to pick her brain and find out. But Barbara Suke, when she just started going through that list of all the things that God is, and worship, whew. And then I go up and I'm telling her about it, and she goes, and I could have kept going. Anyways, let's go to Romans chapter 8. I've just picked this as a place that I want to go to. I mean, like I said, we're it's limitless what God's abundance is. So in verse 1, and this is pretty enlightening. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Wouldn't you consider that an abundance? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And wow, it's almost unbelievable what this next statement says. But it says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Wow. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And when am we ever, or me ever, going to get that through my thick skull? To be given peace, oh my gosh. You know, you can get so wound up and flustered about life's events and things that are happening, and you forget what this says, and that it's just, it's available to have peace no matter what all is going on around you. It's like, you know, either we can go to God with things or either we can't, and believe that God is going to take care of things or he won't. You know, it's like, why get all wound up? Verse 15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, sonship, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. What a great reality. And the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Well, hallelujah. Let's skip down to verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. You got any infirmities? Well, it says the Spirit helpeth. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I didn't write that. God did. verse 32. This one's a whammy here. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And again, where do you go to in God's word? You just can't exhaust the things that God has provided, the things that God has given us. And boatloads of studies you can do in this. But I do want to go, in light of what we just read about this in Romans 8 and the not walking by the Spirit and walking by the Spirit, let's take a quick look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he the man wills. So there you have it. And the last verse that I'm going to cover today is 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Chapter 2. Verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And there you have it. That's our job. And that's how you find out some of this stuff that God's promised us. He's given us an abundant life for, and not just coins in the pocket. So much bigger than that, so much deeper than that, for sure. Even if peace is the only one of them. Peace, the love of God, His grace, His mercy. Anyways, God, thank you so much for your tender, loving care for our lives and the great abundance that you've just showered upon us in our lives when we were not worthy. You made us worthy. Thank you for letting us be your sons and allowing us to stand in this day and time and have so much abundance available to us. Thank you for this, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.